You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 320. Continuing in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 30, God speaks against both Egypt and Ethiopia, as well as all of the suburbs and little cities and allies surrounding Egypt, places like Thebes, Memphis, Zoan, Pathros, and others. And in chapter 31, the Lord compares Pharaoh to this massively huge cedar tree. He explains how King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon will chop that tree down, and it is not the only tree to fall. And in the New Testament, we're finishing the book of Hebrews. The author gives some final practical advice to Christians, like loving people, obeying authority, and reminds them that some of the obscure Jewish laws, you know, ones like not eating bacon, don't really matter, because Jesus is the high priest, and he's going to have the best banquet for Christians anyway. And finally, he asks that those who read this book, and in your case, listening to this podcast, pray for him. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Ezekiel chapter 30. The army of Babylon will attack Egypt. A message from the Lord came to me again.
Son of man, speak for me. Give the people this message from the Lord God. Cry and say,
a terrible day is coming. That day is near. Yes, the Lord's day for judging is near. It will be a cloudy day, a time for judging the nations. The enemy will come against Egypt, and Ethiopia will shake with fear. The Egyptians will be killed, their wealth will be taken away, and their buildings torn down. All who made peace with Egypt will be destroyed. This includes Ethiopia, Put, Lud, Arabia, Libya, and even some of my own people. This is what the Lord says.
Those who support Egypt will fall. The pride in her power will end. The people in Egypt will be killed in battle, all the way from Migdol to Aswan.
This is what the Lord God says.
Egypt will join the other countries that were destroyed. Its cities will be among those that are in ruins. I will start a fire in Egypt, and all her helpers will be destroyed. Then they will know that I am the Lord. At that time, I will send out messengers. They will go in ships to carry the bad news to Ethiopia. Ethiopia feels safe now, but when Egypt is punished, the people of Ethiopia will shake with fear. That time is coming.
This is what the Lord God says.
I will use the king of Babylon. I will use Nebuchadnezzar to destroy the people of Egypt. Nebuchadnezzar and his people are the most terrible of the nations, and I will bring them to destroy Egypt. They will pull out their swords against Egypt. They will fill the land with dead bodies. I will make the Nile River become dry land. Then I will sell the dry land to evil people. I will use foreigners to make that land empty. I, the Lord, have spoken.
The idols of Egypt will be destroyed. This is what the Lord God says.
I will destroy the idols in Egypt. I will take the statues away from Memphis. There will no longer be a leader in the land of Egypt. I will put fear there instead. I will make southern Egypt an empty place. I will start a fire in Zoan. I will punish Thebes. I will pour out my anger against Pelusium, the fortress of Egypt. I will destroy the people of Thebes. I will start a fire in Egypt. The city of Pelusium will ache with fear. The soldiers will break into the city of Thebes, and Memphis will have new troubles every day. The young men of Heliopolis and Bubastis will die in battle, and the women will be taken away as captives. It will be a dark day in Tapanes when I break Egypt's control. Her proud power will be finished. A cloud will cover Egypt, and her daughters will be taken away as captives. So I will punish Egypt. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
Egypt will become weak forever. On the seventh day of the first month, the 11th year of captivity, the Lord spoke to me.
Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. No one will wrap his arm with a bandage. It will not heal, so his arm will not be strong enough to hold a sword.
This is what the Lord God says.
I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. I will break both his arms, the strong arm and the arm that is already broken. I will make the sword fall from his hand. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations. I will make the arms of the king of Babylon strong. I will put my sword in his hand, but I will break the arms of Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh will cry out in pain, the kind of cry that a dying man makes. So I will make the arms of the king of Babylon strong, for the arms of Pharaoh will fall. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I will put my sword in the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will stretch the sword out against the land of Egypt. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and they will know that I am the Lord.
Ezekiel chapter 31. Egypt, like Assyria, will be destroyed. On the first day of the third month, in the 11th year of captivity, the Lord spoke to me.
Son of man, give this message to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his people.
You are so great. What can I compare you to? You are like Assyria, a nation that once grew strong. It was like a cedar tree in Lebanon. It had beautiful branches that gave the forest shade. It grew so tall, its top reached the clouds. It got all the water it needed from deep springs that made it grow tall. Water flowed all around it like a river that sent its streams to the other trees there. So this cedar grew very tall, taller than all those other trees. And its branches were long and thick because it had plenty of water. The birds made their nests in its branches, and it was a shelter for animals giving birth. It provided shelter for many nations that were like trees in its shade. Yes, Assyria was like a great and beautiful tree, with branches that spread far and wide. Its roots went down deep where there was plenty of water. Not even the cedar trees in God's garden were as big as this tree. No cypress tree or plane tree had branches so large. None of the trees in God's garden were as beautiful as this tree.
I, the Lord, gave it so many branches and made it so beautiful that all the trees in Eden, God's garden, wished they could be like it.
So, king of Egypt, this is what the Lord God says.
That tree grew tall. Its top reached up to the clouds. It grew so big that it became proud. So I let a powerful nation take that tree and punish it as it deserved for all its evil. I have discarded it, a foreign army, the most violent in the world, cut it down and scattered its branches on the mountains and in the valleys. Its broken limbs drifted down the rivers, flowing through that land. And all the other nations that were like smaller trees in its shade have left it. Now birds live in that fallen tree. Wild animals walk over its fallen branches. Now, none of the trees by that water will be proud. They will not try to reach the clouds. None of the strong trees that drink that water will boast about being tall, because they all must die. They will all go down into the world below, to Sheol, the place of death. They will join the other people who died and went down into that pit.
King of Egypt, this is what the Lord God says.
On the day when Assyria, that big tree, fell and went down to the grave, I covered it with the deep springs to mourn its death. I blocked the rivers and all the streams that made it stop flowing. I made Lebanon mourn for it. All the trees of the field became sick with sorrow for that big tree. I made that tree fall, and the nation shook with fear at the sound of its falling. I set it down to the place of death to join the others who had gone down into that pit. All the trees of Eden and the best trees of Lebanon that had enjoyed plenty of water were pleased to see that big tree fall. They were glad for it to join them and the world below. Yes, those other nations that had joined with Assyria and had lived in the shade of that big tree also went down with it to the place of death. They joined all the others who had been killed in battle.
King of Egypt, there were many big and powerful trees in Eden. Which of those trees should I compare you to? They all went down into the world below, and you, Pharaoh, and all your people will join those foreign nations in that place of death. You will lie there among those killed in battle. This is what the Lord God says.
Hebrews chapter 13. Worship that pleases God. Continue loving each other like brothers and sisters. Always remember to help people by welcoming them into your home. Some people have done that and have helped angels without knowing it. Don't forget those who are in prison. Remember them as though you were in prison with them. And don't forget those who are suffering. Remember them as though you were suffering with them. Marriage should be honored by everyone, and every marriage should be kept pure between husband and wife. God will judge guilty those who commit sexual sins and adultery. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be satisfied with what you have. God has said,
I will never leave you. I will never run away from you.
So you can feel sure and say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. People can do nothing to me. Remember your leaders. They taught God's message to you. Remember how they lived and died and copy their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't let all kinds of strange teachings lead you into the wrong way. Depend only on God's grace for spiritual strength, not on rules about foods. Obeying those rules doesn't help anyone. We have an altar, and those priests who serve in the holy tent cannot share the sacrifice we have. The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place and offers that blood for sins. But the bodies of those animals are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the city. He died to make his people holy with his own blood. So we should go to Jesus outside the camp and accept the same shame that he had. Here on earth, we don't have a city that lasts forever, but we are waiting for the city that we will have in the future. So through Jesus, we should never stop offering our sacrifice to God. That sacrifice is our praise, coming from lips that speak his name. And don't forget to do good and to share what you have with others, because sacrifices like these are very pleasing to God. Obey your leaders. Be willing to do what they say. They are responsible to God for your spiritual welfare, so they are always watching to protect you. Obey them, so that their work will give them joy and not sorrow. Causing them trouble will certainly not help you. Continue praying for us. We feel right about what we do because we always try to do what is best. And I beg you to pray that God will send me back to you soon. I want this more than anything else. I pray that the God of peace will give you every good thing you need, so that you can do what he wants. God is the one who raised from death our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of his sheep. He raised him because Jesus sacrificed his blood to begin the new agreement that never ends. I pray that God will work through Jesus Christ to do the things in us that please him. To him be all honor forever. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I ask for your patience in listening to this message of encouragement I have sent you. I made it as brief as I could. I want you to know that our brother Timothy is out of prison. If he comes to me soon, we will both come to see you. Give my greetings to all your leaders and to all God's people. All those from Italy send you their greetings. I pray that God's grace will be with you all. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 23, to chapter 28, verse 6.
Learn all you can about your sheep. Take care of your goats the best you can. Neither wealth nor a crown will last forever. Cut the hay, and new grass will grow. Then gather the new plants that grow on the hills. Cut the wool from your lambs, and make your clothes. Sell some of your goats, and buy some land. You will still have plenty of milk for you and your family, and enough to keep your servants healthy. The wicked are afraid of everything, but those who do what is right are as brave as lions. A lawless nation will have many bad leaders, but a smart leader will rule for a long time in a land where people obey the law. A leader who takes advantage of the poor is like a hard rain that destroys the crops. Those who refuse to obey the law praise evil people, but those who obey the law oppose them. The wicked don't understand justice, but those who love the Lord understand it completely. It is better to be poor and honest than rich and evil.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 320. Join us for day 321. More trouble for Egypt, as the sun, moon, and stars over Egypt are covered in darkness. And that Pharaoh's really gonna get it in the underworld. And he'll explain why everyone needs to die in the Babylonian invasion. And you'll want to pay particular attention to God's description of the watchman and his responsibility for all of these deaths that are going to happen. And in the New Testament, we will begin the book of James. I'll give an introduction to the book. And if you don't know already, James was the half-brother of Jesus. We'll have to see what he has to say. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.